This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I wonder what matters most to you in your life. What are the things that get you excited? What are the things that upset you when somebody does them? Those are the key things in your life. It shows you what matters to you, the things you get emotional about. And Jesus talks in the passage we want to look at today from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus talks about the things that matter to us and being careful about what we choose to value the most in our lives. Do you know that you need to gain God's perspective on your life if you want your life to really count? One day this life will be over. You'll stand before God, and you'll want to hear those words from Him. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Well, if you want your life to really count, you need to put the things that count at the top of your list. There's some things that matter a lot to us, and God says they really aren't so important. In Matthew 6, 19 to 24, Jesus says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in or steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So then, if your eye is clear, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light that is in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth." Let me just say that last line again. You cannot, not just you should not, you cannot serve God and wealth. I think probably the most important line in those verses, though, is when Jesus said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Now, many of us probably feel like, well, I'm not rich enough to have a treasure. But we need to ask ourselves, not just what is my treasure, but what do I treasure? What matters a lot to me? Are they the things that matter to God? You can only have one thing that rules your life, and that thing should be God. And the Lord is asking you today, am I your one thing? Really, it's a question we have to face every day of our lives. You remember Joshua saying to the people of Israel at the end of his life, as he recapped all that God had done for them and how good it had been for them to obey God. And now he challenges them to choose today who they will serve. And he says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And that's the choice you face even today. Today, who will I serve? You may have already decided it for your whole life. Yes, God is the most important person in my life. But each day you have to face that issue again. How can I put God first in my life today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.